Okay, continuing Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Siman Mem Vav. Sif Lamed. Til Mem. So knowing Allah's Peiros in the Rukochim, the minig is to make Peiros, what do you call them, the Rukochim, preservatives, yeah, preservatives. The nice thing is a Peiros type, what do? You take the fruit, you put it into a plate, and you cover it over, with Peiros, and you tie up its a mouth, meaning you with the shalfuchus of the shalfuchus is like the womb. But there's another word for it. Let's say womb. Yeah, so the womb of the yeah. So basically, you take because it's like a bag. The womb is like a bag. You take it and you put the fruit into the onto a plate, and you seal this bag, and then you dry it up. And then you put it into a hot oven. And that'll preserve the potatoes. Basically, replace this process with beef jerky. Basically, how you make beef jerky, right? So you have to be careful that the stomach, I not stomach, the womb that you're putting the fruit into has to be a kosher animal. And it has to also be partially with malifa and hadafa done properly. All right. Now, why is this? Because the there's steam that comes out of the fruit, goes into the womb of this whatever this thing is, and then will come back down into the fruit. All right, so it's become, well, if it's a tray for animals, it's going to become tray. It will be flacid. That's a good point. If you need the fire, it's going to be flacid. All right. Yeah, and then what do you learn from this? You learn out from this that that's why you can't put milchiks in a fleishiks oven or fleishiks in a milchik oven or microwave or this, even though the food is not touching directly into the walls. Because the steam goes up and it comes back down. Fine, love it, Alice. Beiros and the Horoshim. Correct. The womb does not touch the fruit. No, but you put it into the oven. So now the heat, the steam that comes out of the fruit goes into the roof of meaning into the top of this womb. No, it's, yeah. What? No, it's gonna, yeah, it's not gonna be more than a top shelf buster. That is true. I don't know. It could be, you could be making that it's maybe flesh, but the oil can't hear you, so I can't, yeah, so, it, yeah, I would say it's flesh, it's not flesh, okay, I think it's more than flesh, okay, but it's certainly not more than substance or bus, so. All right. Fine. Lama base, because she was no, I'm sorry, Lama Dala. Here we go in the bugs in the water, Sylvia. Beiris, right? Everybody in New York loves this one. Beiris in New York City. Be'eris in the
Yeah.
Harishim, Shemuzak and Sheish bring Mayam to learn. If you have a Be'er, what do you touch a Be'er over there? A Be'er is a wellspring. A Be'er means water and rivers that have a chazaka that they have worms in them, which is New York City water. Also, I mean, I think it's all water, but New York City doesn't have filters. So also, the Shkai saying you're not allowed to drink it, actually, you sign it or something until you filter that. All right? Now, it's an interesting thing because worms and bugs, whatever it is that develop in water, and it's water that doesn't move, that those worms are kosher. So basically, you have a puddle, and the puddle just sits there and doesn't evaporate, and then worms and all sorts of stuff grow in it, and they never those worms never left the swamp moves, I think, but I don't know. But let's say a puddle, right? So you have a puddle, you have worms in there and bugs in there, et cetera, and they never moved from there. Then those are lechatchila. You can just go drink those worms. That's no problem. It's only when it moves. When it moves, then it's a problem. So that's where the whole tumult of whether the bugs in the New York City water, which there are, nobody denies that. Everybody admits that there's bugs in the New York City water. The machlokes between the most paiskim who said it's a problem and Rabbi Belsky who said it was not a problem because Rabbi Belsky held that it's considered standing water. And the other paiskim held that it's moving water. So therefore, when it's in moving water, it's a problem. When it's in standing water, it's not a problem. Standing, no, because he held that it's really standing where they develop is in the reservoirs upstate New York. So this that it's no, but so that's yeah. So he's saying that it developed in the reservoirs, and that was when it was not moving. Once it starts moving, then it's not. I think that's what he held. Yes. No, it goes. Yes. No, once it's in water and it's kosher, then it's fine. And if it's developed in moving water, then it's not a problem. From moving water, you transit organs from moving water. So once it comes out of the water, that's it. It's done. If it goes into a plea, if it goes into a plea, it's also a problem. That I don't know. Yeah. Okay, but I feel a bit de-evid, even de-evid, and vision bites in mind. Let's say you cook with that water. That's another big issue. Yesh lesser. You have to say it's also, even if you cooked with it, I am Chokhmah Sodom, looking the Chokhmah Sodom. Now, the reason why it's such a kiddush that if you cook with this water with the bugs in it, that it's a problem is because Lachaira, the water should take those bugs and burn them. That's right. Meaning that the bugs should get ruined. Meaning, because we know that why are the bugs not batal b'shishim in the water? They should be batal b'shishim. There's a million times more water than bugs, right? So we know the rule. We know the rule because it's burial. There's a creation. If there's a burial in water or in anything, it's not. It's never batal. So that's why bugs in broccoli and cauliflower and raspberries, even though they're batal, because they're tiny, the bugs are mamish tiny, but it's batal. It's not batal because it's a barrier. A whole creation is not batal. But once that bug, let's say, loses a leg, the losing a leg is a machlokes, whether that makes it not considered into an entire entity. But let's say a wing falls off, so then it's no longer considered an entity. So the thing is, when you cook so the bugs, it makes it. If it boils, if the water boils, then the chayra, it takes the bugs and melts it down, right? That's how do you know?
So basically, I could go make a big vat of chicken soup with unfiltered water in the
I don't
middle
know.
of summer when the coffee pods are having a good day,
I'm
and it
saying
will be no problem, right?
it's cold. No, cold is not better. You know, it's all not if
No,
you believe
no, I
fire,
meant
you know.
hot. I
What are
meant
you
I
saying,
boil
Avi?
it. I make a pot of chicken soup. I boil up the water. I'm great. No problem.
No, but it's you have to know whether the bugs get melted down. Yeah.
I thought the boiling would explode them and stuff, no?
That's what I'm saying. I think the boiling does explode them. Makes them at least lose part of it. Okay. Then the whole thing is something. So it's a spec fake. Yeah, but he's talking about he's the schizophrenia is not a suffix. Schizophrenia is talking about a badai, right? By us, it's a derabanan. The paiskim said when the bugs in the water, the bugs in the water, they said it's a derabanan. Even the rabbanon who were machmir and said that the bugs in the water is the problem in New York City, they said it's a derabanan. It's not a deraisa. So okay, you also can't soak meat in this water, or to even wash your food with it. What happens is these bugs stick to the food. So, in anybody, for the bottom line, in case anybody thought that this New York City water thing with the bugs was a newfangled thing thought up by the Kanoim, clearly it was not, right? Yeah. There are these bugs in the water. I've seen them. Yeah, right. That's it. Right. That's it. Right. The way they found the bugs in the water when they took Gush Katif, Olav HaShalom, when they had it in Gaza, and they grew the lettuce, which had no bugs whatsoever. And then the guy found bugs in the lettuce. He called up the people from Gush Katif and he said to them, I'm finding bugs in your water. They said, it's impossible for the bugs in your lettuce. They said, it's impossible for there to be bugs in the lettuce. And then he realized that when he washes it with the water from New York City, that's how the bugs get on there. That's how the whole thing started about 20 years ago, 21 years ago. Anyways, Lama base, because from Sana Samayim, when you filter the water, typically it's all the Sana Derech Mappos. You have to do it through a cloth. Shaloya, meaning it has to filter so well that it could filter out even the tiniest little bug. Avi, what's the number for the filter? 50? 50 microns?
No, it's fine. I believe it is. I believe that if you get lower than 5 microns, the equipment bodies are big. So anything at 0.5 is perfect.
Anything 0.5 what?
Anything at 0.5, which is half a micron, is good because the equipment bodies are much bigger. They're 1 to 2 millimeters in length. So
Okay, so
that
not,
is
okay, not a half.
that's
Okay, so a half. I know it was something with a five, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Lama
Can
Gimel.
I ask if the filters were they're supposed to be changed every 6 months, they weren't changing,
Can't
the
hear you
whole
too
collection.
clear. Can't hear you too clear.
Hello? It says over
Yeah.
here, by the way, the safety limit, most water safety experts recommend a filter rate at 20 microns as well to guarantee removal of all coffee pots in all stages. So that's less than 20 microns. That's no one's gonna have a filter that big. Yeah. It's gonna be, most filters should cover you. But the problem is the Vad Mishmeres and Samayim say that some of the filters start letting the bugs get through once they fill up. And that's why Glott Water, which is OU certified, has a special piece of foam on top to prevent that problem
Interesting. Okay. What are you saying there, Nielsen?
If the filter wasn't changed in a long time, it's supposed to be changed every 6 months, it wasn't changed in a long time. Is that fine in New York City?
I don't know. As far as
According
I know, if
to
it's
Jacob
filtering, it's
Bach
fine.
from the OU, okay, if you have a Glott Water cartridge, you're okay. Other cartridges, maybe not.
Well, as long as if the water is going through it, that means the filter's still working,
No, that's not
right?
true. No,
Unless it's
that's
unless
wrong.
how's the water getting through?
Because the water, I spoke to the guy myself. The guy years ago. The guy, the way it gets through is if it goes around the cartridge because of the pressure, then that is a
I'm
problem.
saying unless right, that's all. If I'm saying if it's malfunctioning,
Right. So Glott Water
it's
has
a
a piece of foam in the cartridge, over the cartridge, so that the
problem.
water pressure can't sort of burst around it. They found that other companies potentially do burst around it, and that the whole issue is not the size of the microns, because most filters are okay. It's the when they fill up, can the filter get overpowered by the water pressure and become useless?
Pardon my
Right.
ignorance. What's glott water?
Glott Water
I'm
is a
assuming that's a
company.
band. That's a
Glott Water.
not a band. I'm saying a brand.
I never. What is that? Where is that? Where do you buy that? Where can
You
you
don't
get
need to
that?
know. You're not in New York City.
I understand that, but where do you get Glott
that?
Water. Glott Water could be gotten in any Jewish plumbing supply. They're inexpensive filters. They take a 10-inch housing, and they're about $12 a piece. They're OU certified, and they as much as I personally was trying not to buy them originally, and I spent lots of money trying to buy other filters, I went and I bought them in the end because I lost this bet.
Sorry for that.
There you go.
All right. Nice.
So I think Glott Water, it's great. The OU says it's great. It doesn't, if you forget to change them, it doesn't matter.
All right. Let's
And
go. Let's go. Give me more advice. Okay,
free
that's good.
advertising.
That's right. Lama Gimel. I mentioned vinegar that got wormy. Also, Al they've seen it. It's also, even with being strained. Right? Why? Yeah, feel toilet dodge of a doctor should have a performance. Even the tiniest worm that's in the vinegar, either there full mapa, that's so tiny it can get through any filter. I've seen in Guru Igare, and actually, Filtering it makes it even worse. It's better to not filter it. The is what we were saying before, because a worm that is born in liquid that's in the Kalim, ain't that supposed not to like as long as it never left its natural habitat where it was born, which the worm was hatched, let's call it hatched, in the water, it never left the water. When you put it onto a filter, it's going to leave the water. Right? So it's not also called Manchet Shaloi Perish. We're afraid that maybe it's going to separate and go onto the filter, Yasa, and then after that, we'll go back in. The best thing to do is Larsiach, first, heat up the vinegar, or burn it, whatever, boil it, and the son of the Afrika, and then filter it, and the Afrika, because after the worm died from the receiver, and then it's obviously it's not going to pass through and jump off while it's being strained. So here you see that burning it, well, at least will kill it. So therefore, it's not going to jump around. Fine. Labadala. This is another I that many people are not aware of. Not really gay, anyways. So you have worms that grow in the fruit. While they're still attached to the ground, they're also, meaning you have an apple hanging on a tree and a worm develops in it, but never leaves the tree, it's also. Obviously, perishing, even though it did not leave. Along with a pre, sometimes you find the pre, the pain of piling the pitneus, and something you have it in beans or other types of beans, a little black dots. That's where the worm started to form. And you have to take it out of there, you have to dig deep into it. Because that's also just like the worm. Yeah. Yes. It's some sort of remnant of a bug. It is. It's not. It didn't develop yet. Still awesome. Correct. Yeah. Is a berry. It is a berry. It's just not a fully developed berry, I think. Right. Lamedhe. Any fruit that the derech is for it to get wormy when it's still attached to the tree. If 12 months passed from when it was picked, was called Bria Shamber Etzim, any creation that doesn't have a bone in it, Enem does not last for 12 months. It's and it's it won't live a year, and it's like dirt. The because of the Hashat. That maybe it became wormy after it was picked. You have to check and to remove all worms, yet also other types of bugs or into buffets that are found on the outside of the fruits. Right? The Africa, meaning what he's saying is even though you're not quite sure for the inside of the fruit, but there could be this bugs on the outside of the fruit. The then take them and put into cold water. And mix it very well. The yellow to learn when they come to the model be asleep. And then whatever worms will, that are in the holes of the fruit will leave the fruit and go up. And then that's how you get rid of them. And then go take it, the fruit, put it to boiling water. Because if there's a worm in them, it's going to die and it's never going to leave the fruit. You can't be sung from this way of checking only with beans and etc. And Dafka after 12 months. So he's being very, very machmas. Right? But he didn't explain, at least he didn't go into full explanation. If I have an apple sitting on my table and a worm gets created inside it. Let's say an egg gets laid in the apple, and then a worm is born in there, and that worm never leaves the apple. Then, according to all opinions, lichatchila, you could eat that worm, no problem. That's the problem. So we don't know. The problem is you don't know. But in theory, that's the thing. In theory, it's 100% fine. I don't know anything about bugs. I don't know anything about bugs. But that is the din. The problem is you don't know if the bug, if there are bugs there, let's say with the broccoli and all that. So we don't know when these bugs develop in the broccoli. If it was developed when it was attached, still attached to the ground, then it's also a problem. It has to be that it developed when it was detached from the ground and it never left. So it's hard to know. So Mela, that's what we're so machmir. Yeah. All fruits that need to be checked. So if you have to open each and every one, and you have to take out the pits, the manure on the boat can be off your own, so you can check from very well. It's in the result of them are eight. You have to be very careful with this, because you're not compared with the dash, particularly when you make dried fruits. Make the choice in lekfer, when you make lekfer, that's jam. The loy ma'ani ma'ashibodek mitzotz, and it doesn't help to do a chazaka check, that's the way some of the Catholic agencies call it. Just check three pieces and then the rest are good. But feel about it as a right, and even if you find that the majority, and you found no bugs, like my honey, it doesn't help. And it's sort of you go call three or three, you have to check each and every individual three. Now he's talking about because there's a noise. So sometimes in the Catholic agency, you say you just have to do a chazaka check. That's because they're not so concerned. Okay. Sometimes you have bugs in flour. If you like to learn similarly, chalom, big worms. Then there, all you need to do is sift the chain and to learn Ibrahim because the worms don't pass through. I will even to go Lubin that if you found Lubin and mites, Lemahani, then they're so small, so it's not going to help to filter it that way. And each year, if somebody does have wheat that's wormy, how to grind it, how to grind it up. Right, because there are situations where you would allow you to grind it up, and that's not called being mevatel and isur lechatchila. Comes up a lot where people want to take strawberries and raspberries and they want to make smoothies out of it. So most kashrus say strawberries are a disaster, but certainly blackberries and raspberries and blueberries. Some say so. But if you make it into a smoothie, so now you're gonna, like we said before, you're gonna make the bugs, you're gonna break some of the bugs up, in which case they're going to be buffered. So normally you can't do that. You can't just take a bug and break it up and sprinkle it into your challah, right? You can't do that. Right? But if it's being sprinkled up anyway, if it's being messed up anyways, or being crushed anyways, then it's less of a problem. Well, it has to do with driving, the Rabbanon and stuff like that. Yeah. Fine. Manifest. Hold over here to Leah. Anything that's wormy, but who dovish ain't a derek for bite game to learn. And it's something that you can't check for worms. Right? I mean, it doesn't, I not check. That doesn't have to be checked. Also, the Mokri La'akum. So. I'm sorry, I messed up the case. Anything that's normally wormy and you can't check it, sort of like raspberries and that type of thing. No, that's not the shot. This thing is wormy. That's what it is. If the thing is got, you have an apple doesn't have to be checked. It got wormy. Now you're going to go sell it to a guy because you can't eat it. It's full of worms, right? Also, the saying you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. When you're concerned that maybe he's going to go sell it to Israel. But right, because we're afraid that Israel is going to buy it and thinking, what's the problem? No, not normally. Does not normally have bugs. Correct. This one happens to have bugs. The Mutalas is made of Yayin Sarah. You can make schnapps from it. It's not because it's not going to have the actual food in it. It's just going to be, it's going to have the taste. No, not because of the grinder. No, it doesn't go in there. Well, but yeah.
How about tequila with the worm?
I don't know what the tequila situation is. I don't know. From this fruit, he's making this fruit on the schnapps, but that doesn't go in.
It's from a Tanev. The whole point of the tequila worm was that they wanted to show that it was from the place that the agave came from, because that worm is indigenous to that the location. It was never to eat worm.
Okay. Okay. With the last amount of yain sarf, so you're allowed to make schnapps out of it. We're not concerned that it's going to come to the kapala. Life will have to eat it that way. The as long as you don't hold on to it for a long time, right? Because meaning wise, if you're going to leave this apple hanging around your house, then somebody might eat it by mistake. Right, so therefore, if you have it, if you're going to make it into schnapps, do it ASAP. Now, because how many you're talking about, there are many types of vegetables that have a chazaka, but they have worms. The and this that women say that they take your vegetables and put into the fire, ain't no oil, it doesn't help. Right? I guess he also holds. That's just like we said before. It doesn't ruin the bugs. It might kill them, but it doesn't ruin them. In fire? How does it not do it in fire? Thing is, he barbecues. Not. So you can take fire straight onto a bug, it's not gonna break it up. I don't know. I'm not sure. And there are certain fruits and certain vegetables that are such a chazaka that they have worms at your kamat ef the bottom. So that's basically raspberries and what's the other one? Raspberries. Raspberry, what's the other one we said? Blackberries, raspberries. Because that's fake. Flavor that. So that they we have to find out what container they use them. You have to find out for the raspberry flavor yogurts. You have to find out which container they use it. Right? Could be they hold that it gets cooked up and then they mix it and this and that. But right, the whole Yerushalayim should lay look like flour. It's Yerushalayim should not even eat them at all. That the seeds are a problem and they're not allowed to be eaten. Last one, ma'am, milben. In nuts, it's very common to have the milben. On mifban, how do you test it? The like when it's when you take the seeds from inside the shell, and then you take the here, right? And you put it on something hot a little bit. You'll see bugs coming out of the peels. The you got to be very careful. Correct. Only when they're alive, you're going to see. So that's his way of checking the peels. I don't know if this works nowadays or not. Okay, it's a long one, but it's a lot of information. So we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a good night. Through his toes.